Don't leave your personal experiences in the hands of other people. Instead, practice using your personal operating system to face adversity with confidence.
Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Subscribe if a CEO mindset is something you want to obtain and you want to find the intersection where your work and life coexist. The sky is the limit when you're clear about your value, consistent in the way you share said value, and you're upfront and honest about who you are while sharing it. There are so many examples to follow and learn from. Let's get into today's, shall we?
If you've ever been on the receiving end of, just let me know if you need anything, or I'm here if you need me, you may have felt that tinge of frustration that happens when you already are in a position where you're overwhelmed, and now people threatening to help you are adding more responsibility to your plate. In this episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast, I'm going to give you steps that you can take right now that are going to help make it easier to face adversity with confidence. You're going to learn the importance of navigating life through a specific lens. I'm going to give you the key results of establishing that lens in the first place. And I'm also going to give you the outcome that teaches people how to treat you in the future. Let's dive in. The very first thing that I think is important is that lens that I talked about. This is your personal framework. It is important in your ability to face adversity in difficult times with confidence. Your personal framework uses the strength to facilitate balance and confidence during any situation. It also makes it very, you have to be very honest with yourself about the weaknesses or the limitations that you have to enlist the help of people that are going to need you and understand those people closest to you that actually can. So when people come at you with those questions, you'll know exactly whether or not the strengths are going to match your limitations, and it'll make it easier for you to enlist the help that you need, those closest to you. It also helps you to avoid more struggle and uncertainty or getting wrapped up with those people who offer to help but really don't mean any good by that and they don't plan to help you at all. It helps you with that discernment. Using your desired outcome as a source of motivation in these adverse times is also going to be helpful. It's going to be a great use of this personal framework, okay? It's going to help keep you motivated and encouraged. And then those non-negotiables that we talk about within the personal framework, here you're going to set those boundaries and manage those expectations during these difficult times. So, once you've established your personal framework, what that is going to give you is the next step, and that is self-confidence. This is the key result of developing a personal framework. Once you understand your strengths and how to use them, the limitations, how to mitigate them, or how to delegate for help, you understand how to use those desired results to motivate you and encourage you, and you know what those non-negotiables are and can set boundaries and manage expectations, you now have a certain level of confidence to handle these adverse situations and do it with confidence. Now that you understand the personal framework and the value it has in your ability to face these adverse situations with confidence, that brings us to the point that your personal framework is the key to that self-confidence. Once you have it, you're more comfortable in the lane that you've chosen. Your personal framework puts you in a very comfortable place. You know where your strengths are. You've accepted those limitations, but you are accountable. And you can account for them in the way in terms of delegating tasks, getting the right people to help support you. You're encouraged and motivated to move forward because you know what it is you want, and you've avoided those things that are going to set you back or derail you in any way. And you can verbalize your opposition to anyone around you and make sure that you're making the best possible choices. The next thing you can do, the final step, is to develop standard operating practices based on that personal framework and the confidence you gained from operating through that lens. You can develop a personal or standard operating practices for how you communicate with people. You can develop standard operating practices for knowing when and where to set boundaries. You can set a standard operating practice for managing, setting and managing expectations, not only of yourself, but of other people. You can also create the measurement of your personality to manage the volume of your personality, knowing how to behave in certain circumstances, understanding how to read the room and adjust accordingly. And then lastly, you can create those circumstances that are going to help you achieve optimal success when you develop standard operating practices that are consistent. This is what forms from you having a lens, your personal framework lens, building the self-confidence with the use of that personal framework consistently, and then developing these standard operating practices. Listen, I know what I'm talking about here because the last 2 years of my father's life, I faced adversity at what seemed like every single turn I made. That's how I know that these steps that I just shared with you work. I use these principles myself. They are my BU method principles, and I use them myself during this period of time to overcome the frustration and overwhelm that happened from all of the stressors and adversity that was coming my way. The video that I'm going to share with you, I've linked it down in the description note. It shares my exact situation. It shows you in a very transparent way how I navigated this adversity at that particular point in my time. And it helped me navigate those waters. So the truth is, when you're already facing adversity, the best ammunition is operating through this lens that I just shared with you, your personal framework. Next, it's continuing to allow that lens to help you build your self-confidence. And then ultimately using that self-confidence to create a level of consistency by creating those standard operating practices that I shared with you for communication, for setting boundaries, managing expectations, managing the volume of your own personality, and creating those circumstances for optimal success. So I encourage you to watch that video. It is a very transparent video where I'm sharing with you the stress that I went through and how I handled it. And I'm giving you the tips and techniques to help you do the same. I hope you are having a fantastic day and enjoyed this week's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. And I look forward to you subscribing. I think you should join the Boss Squad here as well. And then when you watch that video, go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm trying to grow over there. And so I'm sharing lots of tips and techniques, a lot similar to this, helping you to use authentic personal branding principles to improve your marketing and leadership skills. All right. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Bye, guys. That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them. And I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the BU Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms, so if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.